Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. But the star of our program is a gentleman we call Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game.
Two
of them. Yeah. In the same quarter. 50,000 years ago. The all-pro defensive end. The acting legend. This guy was on Hunter. He was on Land's End. He was NCIS here just a couple of years ago. He has a lot of character actor roles these days, and one of his great roles now as host of this program, The Sports Lounge. I give you Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mike. And, thank you.
We don't have it's a holiday audience that we have
that's,
here.
So that's not one that little mouse in the corner applauding.
That's very good.
It's one little mouse.
Boy, what a week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about here on the show, Fred.
You know, there's a lot of people traveling this year.
You know, I've got a list of things you cannot take on a plane.
I'd sure like to hear them.
No guns, no ammo. You got to be careful. Yeah.
Well, if you're going to take a gun, you better have ammo.
I think you can take some baked goods on there, but did you check it out? They got the TSA's got a, you know, what can I take on the plane? You go there to that website, and they'll tell you what you can take.
How about religious clothing?
I believe you can. You can take that jacket. Are you wearing a jacket that's a nice? It's been cold.
This is my skin. It's just tan and loose.
Okay. It's been cold. And if you're traveling for the holidays.
Yes, it has.
What are they calling that? A bullet storm or something? Or what is a bomb area or something? It sounds terrible.
Well, it's not good. A lot of people are getting chilly. It's sweater weather. You know, it's like 62 below in Montana.
It is pretty cold there.
And people are now asking people politely, rolling the window down as they drive by, do you have sweaters?
Yeah, that's true. I was watching that show Yellowstone, and you know how sometimes when you're streaming it on the internet, the thing will freeze?
Yeah, yeah.
So it froze, and I realized it wasn't the internet. It was actually the actors filming outside. It was that cold?
See, that's what happens.
Took about a half hour, and pretty soon Kevin Costner started to move a little bit, and then Cole Hauser, and the rest was history.
Well, iced drinks are illegal in certain times of year up there.
Yeah. Would you do an iced coffee at this time of year? You used to play in New York on the Giants.
Yeah, I would. I'd do a sideline commercial. I'd come off, take my helmet off, look into the camera, and say, man, smack my lips. Man, let me tell you something, folks. That's good Sanka.
That's our man, Fred Dreyer. We'll have more for you in the Sports Lounge. Merry Christmas, everybody. We're here in session. Stay with us.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
At SimpliSafe Home Security, your safety is the only thing that matters. So this holiday season, we're giving you 40% off any new system. Because feeling secure in your home is a gift that everyone deserves. Named Best Home Security of 2022 by U.S. News & World Report, SimpliSafe protects your whole home with advanced technology, powered by 24/7 professional monitoring. Visit simplisafe.com/holiday to save 40% today. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
I love this
just
one.
Just like the ones I used to
This is
know.
The Drifters. Good one to drink coffee by.
Where those treetops listen and
get it up there. One more time.
To hear sleigh bells in the snow. I am dreaming. Oh, I.
You take the high parts, Fred.
Christmas.
You get the high parts.
There are no high parts.
Well, there's one coming up for you. Get ready.
I want the real low one.
May your days
be
merry and bright.
Get ready, Fred. Here it comes. This is the one for you now. Here we go. Take it, Fred.
I'm dreaming of white Christmas.
That's just beautiful. Come on.
Just like the ones I used to know.
Didn't know you had it in you, Fred. Beautiful, beautiful. Come on, more.
Where the treetops glisten and there to listen.
This is a good one. That's good. Welcome back to the show. It is the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, the star of our program. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer. He is the method actor. I've seen him read commercials here at the station. You talk about a great actor. This guy's done so many great parts, and I talk to him like he's not here because I don't want to brag about him too much, but he can nail certain commercials. He just gets into it and gets the feeling there. So hats off to you. Hope you're going to have a great Christmas, Fred Dreyer, and an even better New Year. And have some coffee if you'd
to
like.
To you. This is vodka in here.
It's really? Oh.
Tito.
Big finish. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Who sings this?
Drifters.
Is it?
This is my all-time favorite Christmas carol, and I didn't realize it was around. So I think I'm watching this. The Santa Claus. I think they play that at the beginning of the Santa Claus with Tim Allen. It's just, this is a fabulous tune. I hope you all enjoy it. Make your comments. We're doing the show here at Facebook Live. You can go to Facebook, make your comments, and there you can email Fred Dreyer. Fred, F-R-E-D, that's your Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R.
Yes.
at crntalk.com. We come to you on Sirius XM, online on Sirius XM. We come to you on good old sports byline, Darren Peck and the gang there, and of course on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So lots of stuff to talk about. Before we do, Fred, why don't we go and see what the neighbors are talking about, if we could here. For just a quick second here, we're getting some people chiming in. We want to, it's very hot and bothered here on this site. So let's start off right here and see who was first in line today in our chat room. And let's see, that would be Nikki says, Merry Christmas and hello from Nebraska. Lee, a Merry Christmas to you both. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you very much.
A lot of women here. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, I think you have that magnetism.
I think it must be. Martina says, Merry Christmas, Fred Dreyer. Love you so much, Fred Dreyer.
Oh.
Love your friend and fan, Martina. Happy holidays. Hey, she is liking you.
Where's she from?
She doesn't say, and she says, Fred Dreyer, looking so handsome and good looking. Love you so much, Fred Dreyer. Love your show, Hunter. Well, what about this radio show, Martina? And where are you listening? We want to know. Nikki says, bomb cyclone. She was helping me with the weather report. Thank you, Nikki. Nikki always had to help out.
A bomb cyclone?
Yeah. Martina came back again, and she says, Happy New Year, Fred Dreyer. God bless you, Fred Dreyer.
She's out there.
You better meet this woman. I'm telling you. Thank you, Martina.
Where's she from?
Well, she didn't say. She says it's cold and foggy in Bakersfield, California. Now, here's the deal. Fred Dreyer, you love Bakersfield, California.
I can get up there fast.
Buck Owens and the Buckaroos. That was Nashville West for so many years. Merle Haggard and the Strangers performing up there.
Yeah.
Mafe Nutter
used
to play there.
Mafe is
Haggard twins. Susan Ray. This can go. Bonnie Owens. I could go on and on.
Who was the guy that stuttered all the time?
I'm not sure.
He was a Bakersfield boy. Yeah,
Bakersfield. So, yeah, so good neighbors here. Some good stuff going on.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nikki says it's freezing rain and snow. Must be a bomb cyclone there. She, of course, is in Nebraska. Gay says, Merry Christmas from Oceanside, California. That's another place you love.
Oceanside's good.
Lori says, hello from Iowa. She's an Iowa girl. She's sipping hot cocoa and cross-stitching a snowflake. She says, as if we won't have enough of the real stuff. Awaiting the blizzard here on the prairie. Merry Christmas, Fred and Mike. Merry Christmas to you and yours, Lori. Thanks so much. Martina says, I wish I could meet you, Fred Dreyer. I wish you could come to Bakersfield, California. That would be a dream come true. Stay blessed, Fred Dreyer. I love you so much. All right. Well, Martina's really into the show here today.
She is devoted.
I'm Michael Horn, by the way, Martina. Well, just if I could for just a second. Hello, Martina, and how are you doing? So I throw that in now.
Oh, good work.
Okay, good. Now, good camera people we have here today. Bruce, we finally got a call. Bruce was knocked out by the women. They were going crazy. Bruce says, good football weather. Did you see that snowstorm in that game, Fred Dreyer, here recently that was going crazy there in Buffalo, that Buffalo game?
Yeah, that was good. That reminded me of the good old days.
Let me ask you, as a player, that has to affect your play, right? I mean, come on.
Sure. It affects everybody's play.
I mean, I'm looking at the people and the fans are going crazy, but it snowed so hard and so quickly, the field was looking pretty good, and then all of a sudden, whammo.
Yeah, it just dumps in there, and then what you try to do is you try to get the grounds people here organized to get that stuff out of your way. What I don't want to do is become a victim or claim victim to bad weather. That would be the cause of my poor play.
Right. And so do you do anything differently? Do you wear any different cleats or anything? I mean, how do you stay going? I mean, it's more dangerous to play in that kind of inclement weather.
Well, dangerous, yeah. You just have to realize you can't do certain things. And then you just go accordingly. That's all. You don't try to outthink it.
You know, one of the things you don't talk about, and I watched it during your career, and you're the only guy I ever saw doing it. Tell our audience how you used to bring a sled to the sidelines and actually use to help you move forward when there was snow on the field.
The sled.
The sled would help you.
Well, of course.
That one year you brought out snowshoes. Couldn't believe that. You're something else. You always had.
I ran into a bear trap out there one day, and
really, that's tough. A bear trap.
Yeah, we were playing, I think, the Chicago Bears.
Forget that finger injury on your helmet when you smacked it up in Minnesota. The bear trap had to be the worst.
Oh, the bear trap's tough. You know, when you step in one of those, boy, it's ouch time.
What team planted that on you guys?
The Chicago Bears.
It was.
Chicago Bears. Ratiocination.
That's really something else. All right. It is our holiday show here, if you can't tell. Let's see if I can clear the tears out of my eyes here for a second. Nikki says... all the women are here because we love your mustache. Like,
see, Mike?
Hey, Nikki, see, thank you so much.
I combed it for you today. I kept telling you to grow the bottom half.
We can't hear you, Fred. Move up a little closer.
I kept telling you to grow the bottom half.
And I did.
And you didn't.
I used to have the mustache used to be here and went up until one day you told me, Fred, hey, put it under your nose. And so I did. Before it was under the
Or let it grow out of your nose. And then all you got to do is just pull it back like that to blow your nose.
And you know what? I don't have to buy one of those grooming things. I like that grooming device they have on the news channels there where you can actually comb your mustache with it and cut hairs out of your nose.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
All right, well, we've covered a lot of sports information.
This is some holiday jabber.
This is. The Jabberwockies are here. That's Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer. He's back on there in a big way now that Elon Musk has taken over there. Fred, F-R-E-D _Dreyer, Facebook.com.
Yep. I've got a couple of things that I got to share with Elon.
I'm sure you
the coming new year.
The real Fred Dreyer is on Facebook, and then his email address is Fred Dreyer, FredDreyer, @crntalk.com. We'll take a break, get back to some more hard-hitting news because we're getting in close to the playoffs here. Stay with us in the Sports Lounge. Thanks for joining us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, 800-732-9635, that's 800-732-9635.
Not exactly my favorite Christmas tune. Thank you, Mike Gary, for this one to bring the whole show down. You like this one, Fred?
Not at all.
Whittley sings. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge with Fred Dreyer.
No kidding.
The calming side of sports.
Christmas time.
And now here's
Fred. No, that's it. Oh. That's it.
No. I'm with you, Fred.
No tolerance.
Thank you, Mike Gary.
No tolerance.
Christmas. We want good tunes. We got bouncy good stuff over there. Let's go back to our mail sack over here. And we got a Nikki saying, you guys could add a singing show here. Thank you, Nick. And Gay says, Mike, you always make me laugh. Too cute. Thank you. But everybody loves Fred. All the women, according to Nikki, by the way, she says, all the women because we love your mustache. I want to just repeat that again. Rachel says, hello, Fred Dreyer and Mike Horn here, listening from Birmingham, Alabama. We've got people all over the country here. Rachel is there.
Every demographic, every portal, every place you can imagine, there's the lounge factor.
And Rachel says, wishing you both and your family a very Merry Christmas and a safe and Happy New Year. Are you getting together with your grandkids and your daughter or anything anytime soon, are you, for Christmas? You call them on the holidays?
I called called my daughter today.
That's great.
And I'll be calling her.
Caitlin is great.
Over the holidays. Yep. And, you know, but yeah, we're fine. You know, they're kind of scattered around, you know.
I know. Well, but that's Christmas. You want to get them together. Yeah. Hear that? We put the new studio in the back. Mike Gary put together a great new studio here at CRN where you can actually FaceTime people and you can do your whole thing, get your family there and put them up on the screen.
Do you have the little square thing you put your phone in? So,
You could do that, but this it's got a camera right on. He's got cameras in there for you.
Oh, okay.
This is a professional thing here. You know, it's a broadcast center.
Oh.
I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't really know what you did here.
Some more comments for you. Here we got. Okay.
I just now realized, hey, this is a studio of some sort.
Nikki says, love you both. Hope you stay warm and well this holiday season. Kathy says, Merry Christmas from Lawndale and El Camino College.
Ooh, yeah. Warriors.
Chris says, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Mike and Fred. May it be joyous and prosperous here for you.
Thank you very much. That's great. I drive by my school probably twice a month.
Yep. It's good.
Rachel Jones says,
wishing you both and your family a very Merry Christmas, a safe and Happy New Year. What else we got here? Let's see. Nikki, love you both. Hope you're warm and well. Pamela, happy winter solstice. Now, we taped this show on Wednesdays, and this is the official day that I love because this day, Fred Dreyer, means every day from this point on is going to get a little bit longer. I like longer days. I like it as
so this is over the halfway mark.
This is the shortest day of the year. For sunlight.
Yeah, it's just good for short people.
Yeah, and if you're in Alaska, you got the very short, you know, just a little bit of sunlight, and then it's nighttime again. You sleep for a while up there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so there you have
that. When you look out the window, it's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's just bright as heck.
It's something, I'm telling you. What else do we have? Every time I turn away, there's more stuff here. Martina says, I always had a crush. This is, I guess, Honesty Day here or something.
Well, that's
from
what
Martina.
We do.
Says, I always had a crush on you, Fred Dreyer, when I was growing up. Now that I am 35 years old, you're still my crush, Fred Dreyer.
Uh-oh.
Rachel, not to be outdone, says, I wish that I could really meet you, Fred. Also, Stephanie Kramer here in Birmingham, Alabama. Lori says, I agree. Love the impromptu Christmas concert. They're liking the singing. Martina says, sometimes she pretends to be the girl on the episode of Hunter on Straight from the Heart. This is getting Martina. I keep reading these things. We might have a novel.
It's amazing how this streaming of this television show over the last 40 years has just been fantastic.
Bruce says more shows, guys. Bruce is the male influence here, and Kathy says sometime when you drive by, stop and visit us and ask for me. She's from Lawndale. Okay, so yeah. Now Bruce mentioning that, we have been talking to our good friends at Sports Byline, and they want to add the show 5 days a week. So we're working on that really for the new year. I know we've been talking about that for the last two years. We are getting ready to do it. That's good. Now, let's talk a little bit about a couple of things here. Frank O'Hare, sad note in the news here. You played with him in the 79 Super Bowl, did you not, on the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah, but we played each other as the year went on. My first year was 69, his was 72, I believe.
Yeah. And he was only 72 years of age, and he passed away here. And his death comes just before the 50th anniversary of the play that provided the jolt.
Immaculate reception.
And transformed the Pittsburgh Steelers. Talk to me about that play. He kept running, right? He got the ball and just kept kind of moving.
Well, I saw it on TV.
Me too. I can't remember.
I couldn't describe the ins and outs of the exact play, but... The point was the ball came into an intersection between Jack Tatum and Franco, and the ball popped up and then went back and landed right at the feet of Franco Harris, who bent down and just picked it up right off the surface of the turf and then sprinted down the sideline for six and the victory touchdown.
The rest is history.
Yeah.
Steelers put together a team that couldn't be stopped. They were going to retire his number 32 during a ceremony at halftime against the Raiders, and he's not going to be there now. So that's kind of sad news. Matt Ryan is what's the deal with him? You know,
I don't even know anything about him.
Well, he's on the Colts, right? And so they keep changing quarterbacks. So Matt Ryan is now out. When you and I handicap this week, they're going to play Nick Foles, the veteran, taking the reins at quarterback from Matt Ryan because Matt, they say, has been struggling. And
everybody's been struggling.
Colts collapsed against the Minnesota Vikings Saturday. And so they got to blame somebody. So they're blaming Matt Ryan. And so Nick Foles is going to be in their quarterback.
This is a terrible league. You know, you do know.
What do you
that.
Mean?
It's a terrible league. It's not very well played, and it's got one of those bells around its neck, clanks every so often, and you've got an unfortunate situation where it's glaring when they should be playing great football that they're all injured. All the linemen are injured and tired, and they're not playing, and they don't practice. You do know that.
I know
they
that.
Do not practice.
Well, you know, they cut back the spring training games. They cut the length of time for the fall training or whatever you want to call it. And so there you have, guys aren't ready. It takes a while. You always say it takes them a few games to get going. It took them more this year because they didn't have enough training to get going.
I played in six preseason games every year for 13 years.
Now what is it, three?
Like, no, hardly two. And by the way, the starters don't play in preseason. They just sit over on the sideline.
Because they're ready.
And I thought it was, when we went out to the Ram camp a couple of years ago, and we really noticed how glaring non-activity was.
No activity.
And I figured, well, gee, there must be a water timeout or something like that. And there was a... Well, I thought it might have been that, they saw you and decided not to practice,
Could have been. There was more activity in the tents where they had the complimentary food than there was out there in the play field.
There was a rush on the chocolate chip cookies. And
thanks to you.
Thanks. Thank you. We had to get the car fueled up for the long
trek. We did
trek,
that. That was
long,
a big deal.
Long trek home.
Yeah, and they're going to start right down the road here from our broadcast center soon. You know, they own that property at that where the Roost Chris is in Woodland Hills, California. That's going to be the, from what I understand, the Rams training center. Oh, that's going to be great, right down there. It's just right down there.
You
and I go down there, throw the football a little bit, come back up here, do the show.
Isn't it on the other, on the west side of the...
Topanga Canyon.
Topanga Canyon.
It's on the, would be on the east side. It's going to be on the east side.
Is it on the, it's going to be on the east side.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
It's going to be good. So that's going to, I don't know when that's going to happen. Hopefully we'll be on the air 5 days a week prior to that happening.
I think we'll have an advertiser by then.
I hope so. Now, Terry McLaurin, they say there's this penalty that happened. Was this in the Ravens game or whatever that was going on or something? Apparently, they took a look at this game. It was the official. Sometimes the player lines up and asks the official if he's okay lined up, and the official says yes, and you know they kind of nod. We couldn't hear it. We could just see the nodding. And then the official throws his flag that the guy wasn't ready to go and disallows a touchdown in that New York Giants-Washington Commanders game that happened over the weekend.
Well, the guy was spread out,
yeah,
and he was a little too close to the line of scrimmage when he should have been off the line of scrimmage.
Correct.
And
just
they
like
called...
you're off that microphone.
That's all right.
No, but I mean, that can change the outcome of a game, and people were a little upset about a lot of discussion.
It shouldn't cost the outcome of a game.
Well, as
it should
right.
not cost that,
right.
the team the outcome of the game. And they go ahead and they make these calls that are capricious, arbitrary, and cavalier. You know, what difference does it? How many times have you seen, you know, a penalty thrown by an officious official who isn't involved in the game? The ball is pitched out to the other side of the field, and all the activity is over there, and you got a guy 25, 30 yards on the other side of the field having a flag thrown on him, and that is the penalty that changes not only the play but the game.
So they're saying, hey, you know, we don't think there's cheating going in the NFL, but hey, what if you had a bet on the game when you said, well, let's throw this flag here and see what happens? Come on, that could be a big game changer. Well, all right, think about that. We're going to take a break, come back with more in your comments if you want. Also, don't forget to email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Facebook Live, you can make comments there too. More holiday music, Christmas music coming up on our Christmas show. It's the Sports Lounge.
Tis the season for big savings on HP Tech at Staples. This week, save $100 on an HP Smart Tank 7301 refillable printer. The HP Smart Tank makes printing worry-free with up to 2 years of HP original ink included. From black and white docs to color prints, this wireless printer allows ultimate flexibility for busy families. And now save even more when you bundle an HP printer, PC, and monitor. The latest tech solutions are at Staples, the working and learning store. Offer good in-store and online. Ends 12/17.
If you have certain chronic conditions such as heart disease,
asthma,
diabetes, and you're 19 years of age or older,
52, 36,
42, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'm going to ask my doctor
about getting vaccinated
with Prevnar 20.
Hi, I'm John Smoltz, former Major League Baseball pitcher and current Hall of Famer. I've had the pleasure of seeing so many great products come and go, but the Rope is the best I've ever seen. I promise you it's going to help the little leaguer, it's really going to help the big leaguer, and it's going to save those young arms from a lot of injuries.
The Rope Trainer allows a player to grip an actual baseball or softball while warming up. So check out theropetrainer.com and see why Hall of Famer John Smoltz swears by it. That's theropetrainer.com.
At Total Wine & More, save big on what you love this December with hundreds of deals. Get up to 35% off over 200 different wines and spirits, including Cabernet, sparkling wine, single barrel bourbon, and so much more. These savings are huge. And even better, they're on top of prices that are already the lowest in town. Deals this good don't last long. So visit Total Wine & More to find yours. Love what you find at the lowest price. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket. Why is that? Well, if you ask someone with one of the latest and greatest phones from Cricket, they might tell you it's because of the amazing phones. Like the new iPhone 14 that lets you capture stunning photos in low and bright light. Plus, they'd probably tell you about the fast nationwide 5G included with all plans that lets you stream, text, talk, and more, all at 5G speeds. Yeah, they might mention something like that. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See cricketwireless.com for details.
I'll be home for Christmas. You can plan.
All right, gotcha. Thank you. Welcome back here to the show. We need the upbeat tunes here when we're doing the holiday thing here. Fred and I got things to go. We got hams to eat, turkey, prime rib, beef stroganoff, you name it, we got it. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge.
Tito Martinis.
Yes, Tito Martinis. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to all of you out there. Now, let's talk a little baseball because this whole trading season here, we're going to go over some of the big Major League Baseball transactions, but let's talk a little bit about this Carlos Correa deal. You know, my daughter comes up to me and she's, you know, Carlos Correa signed with the Mets. I said, no, he didn't sign with the Giants. She goes, oh, I'm sure it was the Mets. I said, hey, come on, I bet you lunch. I lost. Apparently the Giants. Am I boring you a little bit?
Well, I know you're rounding the corner on this topic. I just really want you to get to it.
The Giants signed Carlos Correa to a 13-year, $350 million contract. And Carlos Correa instead now is agreeing. Let me kill that music. There you go.
Thanks so much.
Agrees to a 12-year, $315 million contract with the Mets after the Giants' deal falls through. You investigated this. You've got sources all over. What did you find out?
My main source is, and I'm going to paraphrase it right off of my cell phone.
Oh, boy.
Because this is this cell phone right here.
Has the info.
This has all of the information we need to solve any sports trivia.
By the way, it's an ancient flip phone, but it has the information, so Fred can't get
yes,
rid of it.
Exactly. Yeah, so here's the deal. And
put the halves together. It's not flipping like it should.
Well, there it is.
There you go.
I said to my friend, what's the diagnosis with that rotten Correa's physical?
Yeah.
Referring to the failed physical that he took with the Giants.
Because he had to have a physical to get the deal through,
and,
right?
And he says.
Your source says.
Oh, I should say she says.
Okay.
It was from before he was in the big leagues, San Francisco's owners, or Farhan Zaidi, the general manager, GM. Wanted out of the deal.
So they looked at the deal and decided, hey, 13 years, $350 million. This
and
is
they
gonna
said, you know
team.
Something? This guy, I don't. There's something about this I don't like.
Yep.
And so they flew by the seat of their pants, and so I said, that's smart. Use any excuse to correct the goof.
Yep.
Anything new on the Dodger front? That's the Dodger front. And
nothing new so far.
Nothing is happening with the Dodgers.
Your source knows everything. I'm telling you.
And it's really good. And
here's the thing: this Carlos Correa thing. Now, Stephen Cohen, the owner of the Mets, he doesn't care about this physical. Now, again, this was before years ago. There was some kind of back issue or something that he had. And so something came up on the medical, so the Giants were able, as you mentioned, to get out of the deal because it would have destroyed their club, for God's sake.
Or, may I just interject?
Sure.
Is that the injury that everybody knew existed was still there after all these years.
Could be. So they sign him. This guy, Stephen Cohen, he's the owner. He got a lot of bucks with the Mets.
Yeah, yeah.
He's in Hawaii. He makes the deal happen. He puts it together. He comes up with a 12-year, $315 million contract. Still a long time. I mean, what if the guy has a bad back after 2 years? You're stuck with that contract. So, but they see Stephen Cohen says we needed another bat on the Mets. So now, listen, they've signed some people here. The Mets have added Verlander, Justin Verlander, Cody Senega, Jose Quintana, David Robertson, brought back Brandon Nimmo, Edwin Diaz, and they got
Nimmo's an outfielder.
Yeah, so they got these bats and stuff down there. So we'll see if this is going to be good. But if they fall apart, you're in New York, and those fans are not forgiving. They'll start booing. They'll do a lot of stuff.
They're starting right now.
Probably. And I'm thinking the injury might be electrodes that were still left into his stomach when he was being electrocuted so that he could know if it's a fastball or slow ball when he on the Astros and the rest of his team were cheating against the Dodgers in the World Series.
Yeah, and they were having they were banging on trash can lids.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Two for curveball, one for fastball.
Yeah, Altuve, whenever they pick up the trash in his neighborhood on trash day, the guy wakes up out of his sleep and goes outside with a bat and he's ready to hit a fastball. It's like amazing.
Yeah, he's really
Now, here's the Major League Baseball transactions. Let's take a look and see. And this is a recent list. This isn't all of them. But in the list that we have here, in the lead, the Yankees and the Mets signed four. The Yankees re-signed Aaron Judge. Okay, so they got him. They got Carlos Rodon from the Giants. The Yankees picked him up, starting pitcher. The Yankees, let's see, who else did they get here? Where are they? Where's my Yankees? The Yankees also signed Anthony Rizzo. That was another good one. He was on the Yankees. They re-signed him to another deal. So that's one, two. Well, the Yankees had three players signed up. I said four. I'm sorry. The Mets did four. They got Carlos Correa, who came from the Twins to the Mets. They got Justin Verlander from the Astros to the Mets. They re-signed Brandon Nimmo. He's center fielder. And the Mets also got Edwin Diaz. They re-signed him. So you got that going on. Now, the Rangers and Cubs got a couple of people here. So we got the Cubs got Dansby Swanson, the shortstop from the Braves, went to the Cubs. And Jameson Taillon, starting pitcher from the Yankees, went to the Cubs. You following me on this?
Yeah. It doesn't
matter. Rangers got a couple. Rangers picked up Jacob DeGrom from the Mets as a starting pitcher, and Rangers also got Andrew Heaney from the Dodgers as a starting pitcher. So they've added to their pitching there. And the Phillies got Trey Turner, and the Padres got Xander Bogaerts from the shortstop from the Red Sox, the Dodgers, they re-signed Clayton Kershaw, and who else do they have? Cardinals. The Cardinals got Wilson Contreras from the Cubs, a catcher. That's good. The Astros, that's good because the Cardinals were saying they were looking after Will Smith from the Dodgers. Like, that's the best hitter, best catcher in baseball. Astros got Jose Abreu from the White Sox for first base, and the White Sox got Andrew, is it Benintendi, the outfielder from the Yankees, signed a 5-year, $75 million deal. And let's see, the Red Sox were getting rid of people, but did they pick anybody up? Yeah, they got Kenley Jansen. Picked up from the Braves. And the Blue Jays got Chris Bassitt from the Mets. They signed him.
All right, so those guys are there, and that's all we know. So
yeah, so I don't know if some people strengthen themselves or not. Here's the deal. I want to ask you this. Even in your day, if somebody signed a huge deal, that guy better be a good player for the length of most of that contract. Otherwise, you're throwing money away, right?
How about all of it?
Wouldn't you rather sign the guy for like 3, 4, 5 years, and then if he stinks, you get rid of him, but if not, you pay whatever he's
worth?
Well,
usually it's in football anyway. In my day, it was 5 years. And yeah. They figured that duration, they could squeeze out a lot of valuable play that it would be worth your money. Yeah. And baseball, 5 years, that's just getting started. That tells people show up to training camp with a sleeping bag.
Exactly. We forgot the Red Sox also got Justin Turner, signed him from the Dodgers. Yeah, that's going to help them a lot.
Yeah.
Justin Turner will help them. Now, let's take a look here. We got a fan mail here from Richard Figueroa. Says, Fred Dreyer, can you please make a final Hunter TV movie, please?
It's not up to me.
What do you mean? Explain to me.
Well, it's not my company.
You're a hunter, for God's sakes. You make things happen.
Well, look, you know what they'll do? They'll remake it, and they'll remake it with a black guy.
Oh, they might. They might do that.
No, they will do that.
Or a younger guy or something. That
Everything else is being converted that way. So,
all right, Pamela says, everyone loves this episode showing Hunter's soft side. She's got some pictures for us here. In this story.
Yeah, there you go.
Those of you watching us on Facebook Live, if not, we'll describe the picture and post it up at the Sports Lounge. In the story, at the murder scene of a high-priced call girl, a toddler is found in the hotel room, and as required, Hunter takes her to juvenile hall, but it's a madhouse. He tells the captain he couldn't leave her there. He says it looked like Brooklyn in there, and he decides to take her home with him. So, Hunter, here, you start getting chummy with this kid. And
those were twins.
Those were twins because they can only use them for so long. Am I right?
That's correct.
So you get some good pictures of Fred with these twins. And you really have a nice – you must have been great with your grandkids. Look at
I was good.
Look at that.
I'm great with kids.
Are you really?
I am. Absolutely.
What about when they're eating at the table? Do you, like, feed them with a spoon or something? There's a picture of you here
with
the toddler.
See,
at the
here,
gym.
Like here, I'm interacting, and she knows that I'm on her side. So that's all she needs to know.
And that's it. And so, and then also, there's a picture of you nuzzling the little baby.
Yep. So, nice kiss right there.
A little kiss. They're interacting with these adorable Warren twins.
And by the way.
Who are now 83 years old each.
Exactly. Now those two little girls.
Yeah.
See this?
Yeah.
Very difficult to get strange babies to kiss strange people.
Really?
Well, take a look.
Yeah, well, they're kissing there, and apparently, based on our
see here? See right here?
There's a lot of women out there that would like to be in that position right now, although at their regular age.
Well, this is the way of the world. This little girl, both of these little girls were very trusting. Great parents, great mother.
Their parents were on the set, right?
And here's what was really important.
Yes.
And I told the mother that, I said, you know, I have a baby about this age. This is 1988.
Right.
And my daughter was 4 in 88. So these girls are, you know, a year, 20 months maybe. And see that she's starting to nod off. She's a little tired.
Well, that's the way most people are when they listen to you talk.
Yeah, well.
Wake up, everybody. We got a little more time to go here.
Kaboom.
Okay. But the kids, I mean, you can tell you have a way with it. You were interacting with these adorable Warren twins. Their names were Danielle and Amy. They might be listening to the show for
they
all we know.
Could possibly be.
And Pamela says, Fred, you were a natural. It was 1988, so your beautiful daughter, Kate, must have been about 4 years old. The scenes playing with the little girl were so precious. You were and are, without a doubt, an amazing dad and now a grandfather. Fans love this episode. It looks like you did too. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, you know, you don't see an awful lot of stuff on television nowadays that is at the base of human endeavor here.
Yeah.
You know, it's this was a lot of fun to do, and the set was very quiet. And it really paid off.
Did you work with other kids? Were there other episodes where you worked?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're pretty good with kids.
For seven years, 8 years.
Yeah.
We had a lot of storylines that involved young people of all ages.
Yeah. You know, how well do you work with, seniors?
With or without teeth?
With teeth. I have my teeth are still in here.
You'd be all right, I think.
You know, I mean, how about
we have to give you a test.
How about this? The screen test, maybe?
No, we'll have to give you a test where
this?
You walk in and somebody slaps you on the back, and if your teeth stay in, you got the job.
Okay, it's this or maybe this. What do you think? Got another shot here for you there. How about that one?
That one's a good one.
That one or this one?
Oh, God.
Daddy Freddy.
That's so precocious.
Daddy Fred.
You're very precocious.
Thank you. You're, that's pretty nice. Now, thank you. You can send your emails to Fred Dreyer, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. We were short on emails this week. I don't know what the deal is, Fred. We need to get some emails in here. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Well, this is a holiday season.
Yeah. People doing some other things, but there's still time to write to Uncle Fred. That's all I got to say. Let's see if there's any other notes here, Fred, for you. Nikki says, cute pictures. Martina says, you and Stephanie Kramer are favorite duo. I couldn't stand Lauren Lane or Darlene Flugel. You and Stephanie Kramer are the best. Well, that's a pretty opinionated there.
Well, you know, Darlene Flugel passed.
Well, let's say something nice about her then.
They
were okay to work with, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
So, but Stephanie Kramer's the best. We had Stephanie call in. She, I think, listens to the show occasionally.
Well, she's out shopping right now.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
We got a good one here.
Mistletoe home where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Little Brenda Lee.
Rocking She's around. Good.
Yeah.
The Christmas tree let
It's a
Christmas
classic. Is this one of your favorites?
Not really. That's enough.
Later we'll have some pumpkin.
What's your favorite?
Yeah. What?
Besides the Drifters, do you have another favorite Christmas tune?
Darlene Love.
Oh, yeah. You like that?
They from all those great... All those great songs. Happy Christmas, baby.
Well, Christmas Eve. It's great working with you, Fred. It's going to be good. You and I are getting together on Christmas Eve. We're going to have a couple of hot toddies and maybe a martini. And maybe you watch some sports or something. There's no football games on or anything, huh? Maybe,
today, thank maybe. God. You know, I'm all pretty much done.
You are, really?
Yeah.
We have just a few more weeks of handicapping, you and I. What did we go, 11-5 last week on our picks?
Yeah, pathetic.
Well, the games could have gone either way. Who would have thought Dallas would have lost?
We were undefeated the week before.
Yeah, we won it a week ago. You're right. We were 14-0 and one tie.
Yeah.
Well, it's time now to thank everybody for being great listeners throughout the year. Are we doing a best-of show the week of, I guess, between Christmas and New Year's?
I don't know.
We'll find out. Tune in. We'll surprise you with something here. But before Christmas, this is Aaron, the Christmas weekend, for God's sakes, here. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. Watch some football, relax with the family, take some time to really think about the true meaning of the holiday, and have yourselves a very merry and great Christmas. Your thoughts, Fred Dreyer.
I want to wish the Warren twins, Danielle and Amy, a great Christmas and New Year. God bless.
And all our listeners too, right?
Well, everyone. Yeah. Every single one. You know, when you thank the little girls like that, everybody else falls in.
Want to remind you, you can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer, and for God's sakes, email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to y'all.
Right, God bless.
God bless you. We'll see you next week, everybody.